Today we are going to discuss another interesting factor that Leonavi plays a role in our everyday life, even now in the time of Galus, and that is that there is an interesting minig that was even done by Chassidim for many generations, that on Motzei Shabbos they sing a song about Eliyahu HaNavi. There's a famous niggin that they say came from the times of Baal Shem Tev, where it takes the words Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi, Eliyahu HaGiladi, and it basically repeats in a bunch of different times, in a bunch of cycles, with Eliyahu HaTishbi, Eliyahu HaGiladi, that we sing about Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Shabbos. And the shaila is, what is the mucker of that minig to sing about Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Shabbos? That's the question which we're going to deal today. The mucker HaMinig to sing about Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Shabbos. We're going to discuss today four different reasons. These reasons are brought down in Encyclopedia Talmudis, which we know that the Rebbe very much encouraged Rabbi Zevin from Eretz Yisrael to make the Encyclopedia Talmudis. And last night there was a wedding, and they printed in the Tshura of the Chasen a very interesting answer that the Rebbe had regarding the Encyclopedia Talmudis. So that was ma'ir me today to look up Eliyahu HaNavi in the Erech in the Encyclopedia Talmudis. So again, there are four answers given as to why we sing about Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Shabbos. The first answer given is based on the Gemara that we discussed, that being that Eliyahu HaNavi in Halacha and Gemara it says that he will not come Erev Shabbos, so therefore we're asking that in the Schus of Shabbos that he should come at least B'Motzei Shabbos. Or like he brings down the Levush in Arachayim and Simen Reish Tzadik Hey, the Levush writes over there, V'anu mispallin kivin shavar ha-shabbos yochel lovi levasreinu psures toivis. Being that Shabbos happened, so now Eliyahu HaNavi can come and be mevasir to us psures toivis. This is the first answer given, that because Shabbos happened, so therefore now we're asking that Eliyahu HaNavi should come. Another reason is because Motzei Shabbos and Havdalah, that is the time when we're Mavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. We separate from Shabbos to the Vachad Diketeg. We separate from Shabbos from the rest of the days of the week. And being that we explain that Eliyahu HaNavi is coming L'tameh U'L'tayr, he's according to some Shittas, he's going to be Mechalik, the Yuchsin of which Yidin are Kodesh, and which people are Choyal, so therefore now is the time to be Ma'eder in the Inyan of Eliyahu HaNavi. Another thing is that we know that it says that Yidin, if they are Shemer two Shabbosis, if they kept two Shabbosim, so then Mashiach would come. So one Shabbos already happened in the Midbar, and now we're waiting for the second Shabbos, and therefore, we know that on January 18th, which is in next Shabbos, is the famous Chabad Shabbos, one world, that they try to get as many Yidden together to light Shabbos, to keep Shabbos together. It's a big campaign. Last night, I was on a conference call for the Shliach in Washington, West Coast, so like, so Rabbi Avtson, what's going on January 18th in Cincinnati in honor of the one Shabbos, one world? That's a big thing in the Welt today, what's going on, the one Shabbos, one world. But the Nekud is, what we're telling the Eibishter is, that being that we were Shemer already, a second Shabbos, Kilchasa, we're asking that now Eliyahu HaNavi should come. This is brought down in the Avudraham Hilchas Shabbos. And the fourth answer, which is a very interesting answer, is brought down in the name of the Maharil. That the Maharil writes that on Motzei Shabbos, Eliyahu HaNavi comes and he sits right next to the Eitz HaChaim in Gan Eden, and he writes, Zechuyis of Yidin Shemri Shabbos. In other words, on Motze Shabbos, Eliyahu HaNavi writes the Zechusim of the Yidin, which keep Shabbos. And therefore, in order to thank him, so to speak, or in order to be ma'ayir him, to continue the special avoid of being melamed zchus on Yidin, for writing the zchusim of Yidin on Motze Shabbos, so therefore we're seeing this nigin of Eliyahu HaNavi on Motze Shabbos. But the Pashtus, there's another reason, which, if, especially the way you looked at Chassidus teaches us, and as brought down in Halacha, the Motze Shabbos is the, like for example, the Mlava Malka, is a time that it gives chayis to the etzem luz. We learned that Motze Shabbos is a time that it gives chayis to the luz bone, which brings about chiyas ameisim. In other words, the zman of Motze Shabbos bechlal is very much connected to inyanim of lasid lavay. That it says that Motze Shabbos, the time of Motze Shabbos is al derech dira b'tachtoinim. You're wearing big day Shabbos, but really it's chol. It's inyanim of dira b'tachtoinim. It's kodesh and chol at the same time. It's not El Yoinim, it's not Shabbos, it's not Tachtoinim, it's not the weekday. It's sort of in between Motze Shabbos, it's like a Dir B'Tachtoinim type of time. And therefore we have Melava Malka, which is, gives Chayis to the Etzem Luz, which gives Chayis to Tchias HaMeisim. And therefore it's very understood, if that's the whole Aver of Motze Shabbos, that if this is the spirit of Motze Shabbos, that we would be singing about Eliyahu HaNavi. Because Eliyahu HaNavi's Inyan is to the Mevaser the Geula, and the Zman HaGeula, the Kepashe, the Motze Shabbos, is a very Zman Mesugul for all the Yonim of Geula, Amitis, Vashleima.